Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are Stryker and Klein on the world-famous K-Rock. The Lakers lost last night to Houston, but something positive from that game is the incredible photograph that Andrew Bernstein took of LeBron James. It was a breakaway, and he's on the phone. Famous photographer, 33 years in a row as a photographer in the NBA, the longest tenured NBA photographer. Andrew, thanks for jumping on K-Rock with us. How are you?
Hey, fellas. So great to talk to you. I'm great. Thank you.
I don't know if I've ever seen a better picture in my entire life, and I include my wedding photo album. I include pictures of my kids. This is artistic. When people look at things like the Mona Lisa and I can't figure out what they're looking at, it means nothing to me. I look at this. I've never... Stryker, is there a...
Of our breaths were taken away when we looked at this,
you
Andrew.
You took our breaths away.
So our question is, take us to... when the breakaway happened, what you saw through your lens and the finished product, if you don't mind.
Well, appreciate all those accolades, guys. Thanks so much. Here's the way it works. I am sitting on the other end of the court, so I'm on the Laker bench side. I have a series of remote cameras all on the other end, so on the opposite side of me. This being one of the five or six remotes that we set up. This is a camera that is embedded in the bottom of the basket stanchion. Now, if you've ever looked at the basket, it has all that advertising on it, you know, vertically, and there's a pad there. So at the bottom of the pad, I invented this angle of cutting out a hole, sticking the camera in it on the floor so that the pad is protecting the camera so a player doesn't hit it. And anyway, I have to time it correctly because I can only take one picture every 4 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a complicated thing involving strobes in the ceiling and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, he took off from almost midcourt, and I just watched it happen, and I hopefully timed it correctly. And apparently I must have done something right and pushed the button at the right time.
Remarkable.
That is, it's so cool, man. And this is not your first rodeo. And for those that don't know, Andrew, this dude is the top of the top when it comes to sports photography. He's done stuff for the Dodgers, Lakers, Clippers, and L.A. Kings. What is your favorite sport to capture, Andrew?
Well, I've been around basketball for so long. It's become sort of my life. I actually grew up a big hockey fan in New York, in Brooklyn. My dad had season tickets to the Rangers my whole life growing up. And I came to L.A., at 19 to go to school out here and brought my hockey allegiance with me, but then really fell into the NBA pretty quickly as assisting for Sports Illustrated, and all of a sudden I'm like around the Showtime Lakers, and one thing led to the other, and my first gig for the NBA was actually the 83 All-Star Game, which was at the Forum, which you guys, being music guys, would probably remember as the Marvin Gaye National Anthem,
yes.
The iconic version. Right. That was at that All-Star game. So the very auspicious way to start my career, you know. But lived through the whole and chronicled the whole Showtime era, of course, and Lakers Celtics, and then into the Shaq and Kobe and Phil Jackson era, and then Kobe, of course. And I was with Kobe all 20 years. We did a really fun book together. And
is that the Mamba Mentality How I Play book?
Yeah. That was the book. And really always be grateful to the Mamba for letting me into the inner sanctum to kind of help show what made him tick.
That is Andrew Bernstein.
I'm trying to tell you, guys, it's been a rough couple of weeks for all of us, the whole world, and most especially here in L.A. And, you know, to have that photo happen last night was a little bit of a ray of sunshine for me. And I'm happy it's making people happy to look at it.
Is the ultimate praise for you when a couple of idiots on the radio say how good it is, or when LeBron himself actually puts it on his Instagram? Because that's got to be for you, when the actual athlete that you're taking the picture of goes, I get 1,000 pictures of me taken every second. This is the one I'm going to pick. That's got to be the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually is. It's very rewarding. There's a lot of hard work and preparation that makes something like that happen. We've perfected a system that took years and years to really kind of get to work the way we wanted it to. That angle, you know, produces really good pictures. But when you get a photo like that, it's kind of above and beyond what you sort of expect. And, you know, probably would have been a nice picture if there's any other player, but the fact that it was LeBron, you know, and it was in the home uniform and it was timed correctly. And, you know, the guy still dunking 17 years in is pretty remarkable.
Not just dunking, but that guy, you know, that is an incredible dunk.
Two-handed reverse windmill. Oh, I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah. Well, you know, he still got some juice left in him, apparently. So I was happy to be there for that moment.
That's Andrew Bernstein joining us right now. His Instagram, you can see all this. He's taken a zillion photos, but his Instagram is ADPhotoINC. If you don't mind, Andrew, can you please talk about how it went down for you when Kobe Bryant let his guard down to allow you into his world for you to photograph him?
Well, yeah, it's so interesting because I met him literally the first day he was officially a Laker on media day in 1996. He was 18 years old. And I just saw something in this guy that sort of reminded me of his age, about 20 years older than him. But, you know, I was a pretty precocious, you know, guy at the same age he was when I was starting out. And we just bonded from the beginning. I kind of had a little bit of a reputation when he came in the league. You know, I had been through the whole Showtime era. I built some cachet up with the Lakers. At the time, Mitch Kupchak was a great supporter of mine and allowed me to be around the team all the time. And I had a really, really good rapport with Phil Jackson going back to the Bulls era, you know, with all those six championships. So I kind of grandfathered my way in there with him, but he very quickly trusted me, and very early I was taking pictures of him and his sisters and his family and his agent and doing these shoots, you know, outside of the gym and then of course on the road we were doing things, and it just became a really great working friendship and then a very deep personal friendship as he grew into a man and a champion and a leader and literally a living legend in the game. I mean, we don't see that often, so and you know, the guy played 20 years in the same city. I mean, when do we see that? We'll never see that again.
And he brought us all those championships, and I'm so sorry for your loss, man. I mean, it still hasn't been that much time. And Klein and I, of course, were on the air for the last week, and the whole city is still mourning, and we can feel it. And if there is a positive that has come out of this, I feel like, you know, we are seeing Lakers jerseys everywhere, Kobe's jerseys everywhere, and we're kind of all in it
murals
together.
Murals all over the place, getting painted on walls. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree, guys. Look, this is an unspeakable tragedy, I mean, in every sense. And it was such a shock to everyone. And really, what did we do with that? You know, I mean, you go down L.A. Live last week, and people are walking around literally in a fog, but they're bonding. They're bonding over their love for this incredible athlete, this man who made such an impression on all of us as an athlete, as a leader, as a father, you know, a husband. And I think what we can take away from that is what's the lesson for us? I mean, what can we do? We can love each other more. You know, we can spend more time with our families. We can be of service. Right.
And not sweat the small stuff as much as we do and only worry about the big stuff that matters among us all.
Yeah, exactly. And look, sometimes in life, you know, we need a wake up call, you know, kick in the butt. Something happens in your personal life, business life, whatever. It's horrible to think that we needed this to happen to wake us up in some way, shape or form, especially what we're going through in this country and being so divided. But you know, he was so powerful and to all of us, and is speaking to us to really take what he taught us, being the Mamba mentality, being, you know, always striving to be better, to be great, to bring everyone together, to lead. And, you know, I'm committed to that for now, you know, for the rest of my life.
That's Andrew Bernstein. He is the team photographer for the Lakers, Clippers, Kings, the Sparks. He's got a podcast called Legends of Sport. It's dumb books, and he just was kind enough to jump on K-Rock with us, and he took that picture last night at LeBron. You see that one floating around because it's everywhere. Andrew took that photo. Thank you so much for jumping on with us,
man.
Did
you say dumb books?
I didn't say dumb books.
Sounded like you said dumb books.
No, I did not say that. You're an idiot, Clyde.
He's
done books.
Oh, okay, I was just saying. But his books aren't dumb.
He's also got stuff in the Hall of Fame, man. Andrew, what a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas. Anytime. I really appreciate you reaching out.
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.